Praise the Lord. Glory to God. God is good. Man, it's been a fun week. I'm just laughing every day. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated and you guys go have fun. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Well, it would really help me if everybody who was sitting all the way on the left would move to the middle. Since there are all you guys, my left, would y'all move over here, please? So, thank you. I can walk less. Praise the Lord. Then the people at home can see y'all. And, you know, thank you, Jesus. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, I'm sure you're watching the news every day. Little pieces of good news that's coming out. And it's exciting. Yes, let's go to Deuteronomy 6:23, though. Because we're going to look at the gooder news. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:23. Amen. Thank you. Then he brought us out from there that he might bring us in to give us the land of which he swore to give our fathers. Real easy for us. Talking about the promised land. Talking about that he took them out of Egypt, brought them into the promised land, right? So they came out of Egypt, they crossed the Red Sea, they were in the wilderness, and then they could go into the promised land. It only took 11 days, took them 40 years because they refused to go in. I don't know about you, but in this transition, I'm not taking 40 years. Because I'll be 110 by then, and I really don't want to do that. So we are in that time. We're in transition time. And you know, this is transition, you see it all over the place. I mean, Jesus didn't save you just from hell. He saved you into heaven. He didn't save you just from hell on earth. He saved you for heaven on earth. That's what you should be living, actually. And so we're talking about this transition time, but we're not just talking about a peaceful transition of presidents. We're talking about something deeper here. We're glad for that. We're so excited because the air is clear. Brother Copeland says the atmosphere has been cleansed. If you didn't get a chance, you need to see the prophetic word that came bounding out of him Sunday morning. And it's out on YouTube. You'll see Terry's face, and then she tells you what's going on. It's really something, because probably, in my opinion, the top prophet of the nation spoke to the principalities. Now, What I understand, and most of you understand this, when prayers and prophets get together, prayers can pray and lay out the tracks, and then a prophet will come along and bam. Now, we've constantly used this method at Billy's meetings, Miss Billy's meetings. We'll all go and pray, and then there's some generals that pray there. And a lot of people are high up in the prayer life. But then the prophet comes. And we see that, bam. We see that it just flows together. It's like a match and a firecracker getting together. I mean, it causes things to go into action. So I see that there's so much power in the atmosphere that the devil is not getting away with anything. I hope y'all see that. It's so clear right now that he can't get away with everything. So I'll just use Pastor Gene's phrase. Don't let off the gas. Keep that power going. It's your supply right now. You're like, well, I don't do anything. If you're praying, you're doing it. Church, the praying is the number one thing. We don't have any good preaching. We don't have any good music. We don't have any good anything if we're not praying. That's where we're getting all this. That was free. I got to move on quickly here, though. So now what we're talking about here is the ages changing. We're right here at the end of an age, and we're going to go into another age here pretty soon. We're going to go into the millennial age, and I think we can all agree that that's true. So while we're doing that, things are not going to they're not going to look the same. It's going to be very different, because when ages change, things that are in the future age will spill over into the one we're in. So what I'm telling you is that you're right now should start experiencing heaven on earth. Easier breakthroughs, signs, wonders, miracles. Church, we need to believe for that. And we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But so we're in this transition, and we need to be looking at the transition of the ages. Listen to Revelation 3:7. It says, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I've set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Now, what I want you to get out of this is you see what I would call a transition zone. And I think for the next few weeks, hopefully not a long period, that we're in a transition zone. And that would be like if you walk through a door. Best example I could think of, and I've got some witnesses here. You know how they do us in prison? We have to walk through to go preach in prison. We have to walk through a door, and they close that one behind us, remember? And then you, so you're in the zone, but then you got to wait for the sergeant or whoever to let you into the yard to walk across to the place, right? And most of us have been there and done that. And so, but you can't get back out. You're in there. And so the door behind us is closing. Or has closed, okay? So the door behind is closed, but you're sitting there and you're ready, and that's still shut, but then there's that future, and so now it's time to make the progress and walk through that other door. So, and there's all kinds of indications that the new door is going to open. You know it's going to open. You know it's going to be good. But so far, you're just kind of there at that standstill, and you're watching. So this is when we all get ready. And so one thing for sure, you have to maintain a good trust level with God right now. So Israel crossed the sea, no going back, because, you know, the water came back over. Yeah, and the horse and the rider drowned, but they all made it. So we're in this new place, we're not going to go back. And so listen, if you have any kind of eyes to see it all, where transitions are taking place, they are just taking place on every level. So what I want you to get from what I'm telling you right now is, yes, America's having transition. The body of Christ is having transmission. I read today that there's a Holy Ghost breakout in Texas right now. Well, I'm going to have to go read about it afterwards. I didn't have time to see, but people are getting saved. Two people got saved here Sunday morning. I don't know if y'all know that, so praise the Lord. But, so we have that transition there, but I want to offer this to you. It's your promotion time. It's your transition time. It's time for things to get better for you. And so, see, you're going to have to watch that on every level. And when things change out here, you can notify yourself that something can change in here too. Or opposite, when something changes in here, things change out there. There's kind of a mirror in life sometimes. And so, anyway, that's the way it is right now. We're flowing in that. And so y'all know what transition is like. You transition from crawling to walking. I think most of y'all have already done that, right? And baby to child, child to teen to adult, high school to college, single to married, sometimes from one city to another, one position to another, always transition. And then there's the higher callings, from milk to meat. Come on, from borrower to lender, from follower to leader. And then there's that highest calling where you trade your cat in for a dog. So, yeah, it was kind of quiet in some of the areas in here, but what you find though, is as we're walking through this, there's going to be course corrections. I've had them right now. There's course corrections. And so you watch for those. And what happens is the more truths you get and the more you come up to something and you see it's a truth, you just make the course correction. Hey, we all made a course correction when we found out God was really good and that it wasn't his fault that we were having downer days, right? We all had to make a course correction and say, it isn't you, it's me, right? We learned that. We had course corrections when we learned faith. We had course corrections when we've learned all sorts of things. And there'll be more course corrections and there'll be more time where we'll all look at each other and say, you know, I think I was wrong about that. God showed me this. But right now we're in those times of course corrections. So, we thought things were true that weren't true. The thing is if you're a seeker, you're going to find the truth. Praise the Lord. And so, you know, there's major reasons for course correction. There's major reasons for transitions. One would be death. One would be absence. One would be passage. And one would be promotion. So, you know, when one of us has gone to heaven, we've had to make some transitions. We've had to change some things. Listen, Virginia was behind that computer for years and we did not trade off weekly. There wasn't a team trading. She did it. She was here every time the doors opened. She did it all by herself. And it worked just fine. Sometimes I had to argue with her a little bit to get her to move forward on some things. Amen. She's not here. I can talk about her. No, I'm kidding. But that girl's faithful. But when she left, we had to change things. When Miss Pauline left, we've changed things. When Miss Gay left, we've changed things. When Miss Kathy left, we changed things. When people didn't die, but, you know, go to heaven, but left the church, we had to change things. When people got in or out of your life, you've had to change things. We've all been through it. There's always transitions, but God has a way to give us grace for transitions. Everybody say grace for transition.
Grace for transition.
Praise the Lord for that. I'm excited about that. So there's graces for all the transitions. Here's the secret though. It's not hard. You have to let it. Let grace help you make a transition. Get grace out in front of you. So right now, as we're looking for this passage into the new age, we have several transitions along the way. If it feels like right now, church, that a door has shut behind you, you're not sure how to go forward, I'm just telling you right now, go back and listen to what we talked about on Sunday. I think it was number 4 or number 5 about how to go through transitions. And one of them was be willing to redefine the end of the road. Redefine the end of the road. It's just a sharp curve. It's not the end. It's not over. It's the next chapter. But you have to be willing. You can't just go, oh, well, we've lost. It's over. Sure glad we didn't do that 4 years ago. Kept working, kept praying, kept moving, kept pushing. Sure, I'm glad that we've done that in our lives. We didn't get up and go, oh, well, you know, 25 people left the church. I guess we'll all just close the doors and leave. We didn't do that. You keep going. Or, well, this didn't work out. Sometimes things don't work out, but I tell you what does work out. You're going to get to the curve, go through the transition, and life is going to be better. You're just going to have to let the grace of God take you there. So transitional grace is conditional. Paul had to decide. Think of all the transitions he made. First of all, he got knocked off that horse. So there's a big transition, but then he had to answer his call. But here's the thing. Listen to me, church. The grace is not there until you decide to use it. You have to decide. You could try to figure it out yourself if you want to, or you could just decide, you know what, God? I'm going to step right out here on your word. I'm not going to do this myself. I'm going to step out here on what you're telling me to do or how you're showing me to flow. I'm going to trust you in these situations. And so you have to participate. God has set times and the age will change whether you want it to or not. It's going to change. Jesus is coming whether you want him to or not. He's coming. He's coming. Amen. I don't know when he's coming, but he's coming. But I know what he wants to do now. I know it in my heart. He wants to come in his glory. He wants to come in his glory into this a congregation, into this assembly. He wants to come in his glory. And so that's why I'm setting you up for transition, so you'll be opening your eyes, ready to look, ready to participate. And don't just say, well, you know, I don't do anything. I'll just go and I don't really do anything. If you're here, particularly if you bother to come on a Wednesday night, you're pulling on the anointing. You want something. You want life to change. This is what's going to bring God into our midst. I got to go just a little bit faster here. So, I just encourage you, you know, the great awakening is here, whether you want it to be or not. You might, well, I just wish we could just settle down for a few years. No, it's here. People are getting saved. People are getting delivered. God is offering you miracles. He's offering you supernatural. But you're going to decide whether you're going to get up tomorrow and have something supernatural happen, or whether it's just going to be another day. You're going to have to decide that. So I just want to encourage you to be in on it. And you know, I can say a lot about transition, but let me just say this. It's conditional, it's positional, it's locational, it's proportional, and it's theological. And I'll just explain that to you real fast instead of teaching on it, because we try to keep this night short. You have to participate. You have to go where it is. You experience new things in those new places, and your thinking will be effective. That's the theological part. The Bible makes you think different. Okay? It does. The Word of God makes you think different. So as we're transitioning, and promotion is coming, because people that handle His presence, people that have encounters, need to be in position to do it. There's a certain integrity required. There's a certain awareness required. You got to wake yourself up. I don't know about you. There's just something about on Wednesday night about 4 o'clock. I'm like, but you have to wake up, stir yourself up, because we've done stuff all day long, especially John. He's out there really working today. So get that dust all over the place. No, I'm just kidding. It was good. We got a beautiful view, and our back porch fireplace is working. Thank you, John. I appreciate you. So, you know, we do things all day long. All of us are doing things. Sometimes it's just like, but what we come anyway. We do what we do anyway. So I just want to go here in the last few minutes with you. I want to talk about this specifically. In this transition of the ages, there's this awakening. And in this awakening, the presence and the glory of God will be and should be emphasized. Okay? Should be. Can you put that in your prayers right there? Because in the age to come, listen to me, in the age to come, it's wall-to-wall God. It's just wall-to-wall God. So it's all going to feel different. So you might as well go ahead and let it spill over on you now. And it's a whole lot better if it just spills over on you now. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the power, this is going to be, by the power of God Almighty, people will be drawn to Him. Some of you have never seen anything like this, and some of you have. People start coming out of nowhere and just going, I need God, I want God. And they don't even know exactly what they're looking for, but they start coming. I've heard stories, they just pull in the parking lot and say, I don't know why, I just pulled in here and had to get out. We've actually had that in this church happen before. I don't know why, I just thought I needed to come into this building. Are y'all, what are y'all? People have done that. There's a pull, there's a draw. And then I want you to think about this. With the miracles and the signs and the wonders and the power on you, people change. People change. And so they're looking at you. And they're not just looking at you because you're, wah, that's good too. You know, you're the light, and people can see it. Demons can see it too. So that's a good thing. But here's the thing. if you're doing well. People are like, why is your life so good? People ask Pastor Deb in the store, they'll say, what are you whistling about? Because she whistles down the aisle. That's how you can find Deb in the store. She'll be whistling down the aisle and happy and whatever, you know. And she'll just say, Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I'm happy, you know. And so you'll have as you do well, as you have the power on you, as miracles happen at your hands, it turns everything around. But, I just got a charge. But how are miracles going to happen to you? As you allow those encounters, you got to go get gas or diesel somewhere around here to make your car run. Well, it's the same thing. You're coming here, I'll say it like this, to get gassed up with the Holy Ghost. And with the word, so that the power's emanating. But here's the thing, church. You're doing a good job already, but it's about to get stronger on you. That's the transition. That's the promotion. And you gotta be able to handle it. Praise the Lord. So, this is what, now I'm gonna end with this, and it'll just take me about 7 or 8 minutes, and we'll be right on time. This is what I want to present to you. This is what I would call the ultimate transition right here. So if you'll get what I'm saying, and then you'll be meditating on the fact of when we get together that God wants to manifest, if you'll put what I tell you tonight and that, we're going to be a package deal, church. It's going to flow like we want it to. And here it is. It's John 15:15. John 15:15. It says this, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father, I have made known to you. Some are already having you already got a revelation right there, just hearing the scripture. I heard it. Oh. See, transition now. Here's our transition from servant to friend. And I know a lot of people, maybe even hear you say, well, I'm already that. I'm already God's friend. Yeah, you are, but you could be a lot friendlier. Or you could be a lot more intimate. And so, and this has been made available. And so please know I am well aware of who I am preaching to, what y'all believe, how close you are to God. But I know that you know the difference between law and grace. I know you know that. But it's stepping up time to where you have no consciousness of all the rubble you don't need to have, or consciousness that you're earning. Can I say it like that? So, toward the end of Jesus' earthly life, Jesus gave his disciples the ultimate promotion. And it was this, I call you friends. That's what that verse was saying. You were servants, okay? But now I call you friends. So what's happening is he's telling the 12 that he no longer wants to even call them servants. He just wants to call them friends. Now, we call ourselves servant sons, and that's okay because that's who we are. But the friendship place, I'll tell you, the highest prophetic position is friend of God. That's what Moses was. Now, so these guys had proven themselves worthy of this promotion, and they did that. They got a promotion. That is the highest that humanity can have, and that's being a friend of God. Servants to intimates. Now, when I think about this, I think about Esther. Because Esther really understood this. Because she was a servant girl who descended from captives and ended up being promoted to queen. And so she saw how it was to move on in to the throne room. Come on. It says she put on her royal robes. Do you know what that really said? She put on her authority. It wasn't really about clothes. That translates out. She put on her royalty. She said, I'm going in as the queen. I'm going in as who I am. Now, you can do that without being haughty.
Yes.
But that's what she understood. You can claim your friendship with God without being haughty or prideful.
Right?
Amen. Right? Amen. You can do it. The thing is it's going to show all over you, so you really want to walk in humility. Now, so Jesus has done this with these guys. It's a definite shift. And so now the attention would shift from the task at hand to the one within reach. Now, you'll get that in just a second. So they were given access to the secret heart of God. Okay? So it was a task at hand. Y'all do this. Y'all do that. Come on. Go get the donkey. Come over here. We're doing this. We got to feed these people. We're going to cross over. They're doing all the task at hand. But then in John 15:15, he's telling them, I'm going to give you my heart. I'm going to let you know the secret place. Okay? That's what God's offering you. That's what he's offering you. He wants this with us. So, when Jesus promoted the disciples, he didn't do that by describing the difference between the two positions. He did do that by that. I'm sorry. I was jumping ahead there. He didn't do that. He said this, servants don't know what their master's doing, but friends do. They don't know. They're just given commands. Okay. But a friend knows. A friend already knows. Are y'all with me? Okay. They don't have, the servant doesn't have access to personal, intimate realm of the master. They're task oriented. Now you've seen that in the church. Everybody trying to earn their salvation. Everybody trying to earn, if I go to church enough, maybe God will love me. And there's nobody sitting in this room, probably not anyone watching, that actually believes that anymore. You know God loves you anyway. Okay, friends have a different focus. I have a different focus when, you know, people are my friends. And they have a different focus with me. I want to see if I can get that out to you here. So, you know, it almost sounds blasphemous here to say that obedience is not at the top, is not the top concern for a friend or an intimate, but it really is true. Now, obedience will always be important. Understand me, I'm not throwing obedience out. Because the previous verse there, 14, just back up one verse, it says, you're my friends if you do whatever I command you. So obedience is important. If I work for Larry, I could just be his employee and I would need to be obedient. But I have been a friend of his for a long time, so when he hired me, we would know that, and he would probably trust me with some of his heart decisions. But I don't step out into the wrong place with him. Okay? However, my desire behind all of this is a little bit different, because I would not be so concerned about disobeying him as I would be disappointing him. See, I'm not so concerned about disobeying God. I'm concerned. I don't want to disappoint him. He's given me everything. How can I not just return to him the love, the time, the whatever it takes to get the job done? I mean, how good has God been to us? And so I don't want to disappoint him. I don't want to get there and him say, well, girl, I'm telling you, I want to hear, well done. I want to hear, you, girl, you did daughter, you did good. That's what I want to hear. And I want to hear it right now. But I don't want to disappoint my boss. I really learned this real easy under Pastor John, because I obeyed everything he told me to do. And I should have. But there was a time when we actually became close friends. He and Miss Ann and me and Pastor Deb, we all became very good friends. So we were on a different level, and he trusted me with heart things. But you don't step out of who you are, particularly publicly. And this is what leaders need to know. Leaders need to know that they need to follow if they're going to be able to lead. And if you don't, if you can't follow someone, you don't have any business leading anybody. Because you need to know how that person feels. Amen. So we do need obedience, but it's a different mindset. Larry gave me this job. He's been good to me. He's paying me $150 an hour. So I'm going to do it right. He just winked at me. It's $175 an hour. Everybody's going to be calling you now. I made that up. Don't call him. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm his friend, I don't want the company to fail. But I could go to work for someone who I don't know very well, and I could just be obedient. Right? You can work places where you're just obedient. But then when you're an intimate there, like you're an intimate here, we don't want this to fail. Amen. Y'all get what I'm saying. Okay, we'll try to start closing this thing up. So the disciples' focus shifted from the commandments to the presence. The essence, the love, the who we are, and then from assignment to relationship. Now, all of you who've been through any of my leadership stuff, which is, we haven't done a lot of it lately, but I used to always teach you this, that there's like different positions in leadership. When you're raising up leaders, they start out being positional. But what you're doing is you're working on relationships until they become relational. That's what happened with me and Pastor. It became relational. You know, no, I can't do it because y'all think I'm name calling. I better not do that. I won't tell you the company I was keeping yesterday. Now, now y'all are saying, who was it? Let's see, she was up at KCM. Who could it be? Okay, now, but you see what I'm saying. When a friendship begins, it's different. So the bestowal of friendship made the revolution that we're actually continuing in today. So promotion is on the heart of God. Are y'all still with me? Y'all thinking about who I was hanging around with? Stop it. I was just pretending like I didn't say that. Ronnie, can you erase that out of there? The people at home won't want to think about that. I'm messing with everybody. Just having fun. But you see what I'm saying? It's relational. And so this is what God wants with you. He wants to walk in the cool of the day with you. And he wants to hear from you, and he wants you to hear from him. And he wants to say, hey, you know what we could do about this? Hey, here's a word. And he'll have people give you some good advice, and it's from him. And you'll go, Lord, I thank you. That came from God. That's a good idea. You see what I'm saying? And he'll be right there with you. And he wants to be right here in this service with us. And he wants to manifest. And he wants it to get thick in here. And he wants miracles to happen. And he wants all of us going out of here halfway off the ground, if you will. He wants us to be powered up and blessed. Remember when you had your sweetheart and they kissed you at the door for the first time? And when you walked in, you were like, oh, I'm floating on air. Well, it's even way better than that with God. Go ahead. You're like, praise God, the anointing of God. You go home, you think about it when you're sleeping. You still feel his presence on you. I mean, when those meetings that we had when we were in the last move of God in the 90s, we'd lay down in our beds and we were still soaked with the presence of God. And I mean, things were you in that too? So it was just such a wonderful experience. I mean, we'd have to crawl out of the church because the anointing is so thick on us and so powerful. And God, this is during Toronto. Y'all remember Toronto? God just moving and moving and moving. All sorts of things happening. What a blessing. Well, we're going to do that on steroids. You know, the people lined up down in Pensacola. They lined up. They wanted God. You're going to see way more of that. People wanting God. But you're the carrier, and you're going to carry it best if you are a friend and not just a servant. Amen? You receive that? Let me see if there's any last thing I want to tell you, and then we'll just close up here. Oh, we're early. Praise the Lord. Promotion is on the heart of God. He's promoting on all levels. As we move into this, we understand that it's not all about what I do for him. It's about how my choices affect him. Okay? How do my choices affect God? How do they affect him? That's closer. That's a closer relationship. The other's okay. Don't do away with that. But this is closer. I'm going to go there, okay? How does it affect him on Sunday mornings where we're in worship and people do this? Okay? How does that affect him? He would be so thrilled if you would just not pay attention to anyone else and you would sing and worship and get involved with him and how great he is for that. What is it? Like 26 minutes about is how long we do then. Maybe run into 36 minutes if we're getting into the glory good. Church, I'm going to talk to you about this on Sunday. I'll give you a real quick preview. Music, singing, worshiping with music to it, is music lubricates the word to get it down in your spirit. It's WD-40. Yep. Everybody understands WD-40. And it lubricates so that what you're singing about are the word that's coming. It's important what we sing about. That's why we try to choose the right word. But there's so much going on in frequency, in vibration. All of these things are reacting when we're worshiping. And that's why when people worship, it gets cloudy. Because he's moving in that friendship. He's letting his goodness pass before you. He comes to friends. He was Moses' friend. And so when we're doing that, listen, music on its own is wonderful and it'll minister to the soul, all right. That's why you want to watch out that you don't, just listen to, I got my truck lost and my mama and all that kind of stuff. This worship music and ministry can take you higher. And then you receive the word on a different level. And you're picking up revelation. So that's why you gotta shake off the flesh and not pay attention to other people and actually worship God. Y'all receive that? So we're gonna talk about sound, and I'm gonna go a little quantum on you on Sunday. And so we'll talk about, hey, yeah, you're like, well, I don't know about all that. Well, let me ask you, have you ever seen, where the glass breaks when the lady hits the high note? So what's happening? Frequency, vibration gets to a place in the atmosphere. What happened when Chuck Yeager broke the sound barrier? Boom! Things happen when this is going on. So just let me say this to you. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was form and without form and was void. And God said, boom! You like the Big Bang Theory? There it is. There it is. Y'all don't think about Sheldon. I wasn't talking about him. There it is. As soon as he spoke. I'll tell you, I believe with the Jews. I believe he sang it. I believe he sang it. I believe he sang light in me be. Amen. Praise the Lord. Promotion's in the heart of God for us right now. I've got a whole other page. I'm going to leave it for Sunday and we'll talk about it. But just, Let me just read it to you, and then we can go quick. What we know changes as we gain access to the heart of the Father. His heart is the greatest resource of information we need to function successfully. Got it? When we know his heart, we can function good. Number two, our experience changes. Encounters with God as an intimate are quite different from those of a servant. His heartbeat becomes our heartbeat as we celebrate the shift in our own desires. The rim of his presence becomes our greatest inheritance and divine encounters, our greatest memories. Church, personal transformation is only a possible result with supernatural added to it. That's when you're going to really change. Okay. Third, our function in life radically changes. Instead of working for him, we work with him. We work not for his favor, but from his favor. He entrusts us with more of his power, and we are changed into his likeness more and more. And then fourth, our identity is radically transformed. Our identity sets the tone for all we do and become. Christians who live out of who they really are cannot be crippled by the opinions of others. They don't work to fit into other people's expectations, but burn with the realization of who Father says they are. Praise the Lord. Isn't that good? God is so good. So it's all about who you are and how much of God you want to receive. And I'm telling you, it's time. It's time. And so just getting your thinking that our meetings won't all just look the same, because things are changing. Things are coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Let's receive our offering. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I have a big tithe now that I make $150 an hour. Okay, you can give via text message, VCHL, and the amount you want to give, 73256. Click the link, complete your gift, and remember, if you're giving to the Thanksgiving baskets, there's a little drop down in there, and you can tell us that you're giving, and Danny will figure all that out. Praise the Lord. Amen? All right. God is so good. He's so good. I'm excited. We got to think supernatural. Remember the joke I told you Sunday where the angel said, how can someone you can see and feel be real? Isn't that good? That's how they think. It's really not a joke. They said it. They said, what is a man that you're so mindful of him? They didn't get it. Yeah, they're all talking up there going, what is a man? God made him where he's what? We don't get it. We get it. Come on, brothers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you love it that we can go beyond? We don't have to just be, you know, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. We don't have to go, oh, we can't talk about quantum because we'll be accused of, you know, being New Age. They stole that from us. Quantum's real. Vibration is real. Your body's vibrating right now. That chair's vibrating right now. Your harvest is vibrating right now. It's waiting to hear you call it. Hey, do you know the particles react to the observer? Right? Well, the particles in your dollars react to the observer. And so you guys, but for us, we got to say something, right? You better talk to your harvest if you're going to get it, because it's not going to come if you don't. Harvest time is the most expensive time. In other words, you got to talk a lot. I have my harvest. Thank you, Jesus. I have my harvest. Thank you, Jesus. I gave that money. It was missing, but it didn't miss it anymore because I declared it and nothing missing, nothing broken. So I get it back. That's how you got to flow. That's how you got to flow all the time. I have my harvest. This has to work out. Whatever it is, it's going to work out. You have to talk like that all the time. You got to say what you want. Don't ever forget that. You got to say what you want. Praise the Lord. And look what saying what we want got us for the nation. I was in there studying my notes and I saw a news thing and I started laughing when I saw the news. I'm not going to talk about it, but just amazing. The dominoes are like Prophet Hank said, the feathers have fallen. And now we have a chance to run and bring in the harvest of souls.
Yes.
It's exciting. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, he is.
He's so good. We got to get off just flesh thinking. In other words, don't go out of here and forget what we said. Don't go ahead and get, well, that was good, but yeah, I got to go to bed. I got to go to work tomorrow. And tomorrow will be just like yesterday. And no, 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 no. That door shut. It's not going to be like yesterday. It's going to be good. Go on into the new place. I used to bowl. And if I'd get a gutter, which you did every once in a while, you get a gutter, you know. So we would mark it on our paper. We'd put a big splotch on it, like a pile, you know, like a cow came by there or something. You know what I mean? We'd say, put a pile on it. And so in other words, we were saying, not going to do it again. Not going to do it again. This day, it's going to change. This day. Amen. That's how we have to think. It works. I've been doing it a little long time. It works. I'm going to do it better.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors. In Jesus' name, amen.